on a radical new treatment approach that hopes to slow or even stop the progression of Parkinson's disease. Queensland University of Technology Associate Professor Richard Gordon is working to develop drugs that target bugs in the guts of Parkinson's patients, claiming that the gut may be as important as the brain in the disease's development. The research, which has received a $4 million grant from the U.S. Department of Defense, will work to identify, quote, healthy bugs that disappear during the disease's progression. The team will also engineer bacteria to alter the gut ecosystem and test their potential to slow down or stop the disease.
The Sunshine Coast has seen some of the largest quarterly rental increases, as data shows house prices and rent in regional Australia are rising faster than in capital cities. In a study conducted by CoreLogic, 37 out of 50 non-capital city areas noted record-breaking increases in rent, while house prices went up at the quickest quarterly rate in 2 years. The Sunshine Coast was found to be the third worst offender, with a quarterly rent increase of 4.4%. In addition, regional dwellings have seen a 0.4% higher increase in house prices per quarter compared to rates in capital cities.
In national news, the Australian National University has handed an ultimatum to the pro-Palestine encampment on its campus, stating that protesters have until noon to leave or would face disciplinary action. The university ordered the camp to disband yesterday after it entered its fourth week. Students rejected those demands and have also stated they will defy today's order and risk disciplinary action and arrest. Universities across Australia have been occupied since late April. Encampments at the University of Melbourne and Curtin University ended last week after negotiations with protesters, while two other encampments in Victoria were disbanded due to threats of disciplinary action. Two other encampments, including one at the University of Queensland, remain.
A new study by scientists at Macquarie University has found that 1 in 10 fillets of shark meat bought by Australians, often labelled as flake, is from a threatened species. DNA testing of flake, which is specified to be meat from either a gummy shark or a rig, revealed that either scalloped hammerhead, green-eyed spurdog, or school shark meat was found in 9 of 91 fillets tested. All of these sharks are considered threatened in Australia. Dr. Leonardo Guida, a shark scientist at the Australian Marine Conservation Society, said that it was appalling that the government was allowing endangered species to be caught and sold, and that the fish consumers purchase may not be what is written on the label.
In international news, a spokesperson for North Korea has condemned the results of a three-way summit between China, Japan, and South Korea, claiming that the plans to cooperate on security, stability, and peace and achieve denuclearization were a, quote, insult never to be pardoned and a declaration of war against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The talks, the first in 4 years and focused on trade and security in the region, were met with outrage by the isolated nation, which claims the talks, especially discussions on denuclearization, constitute a, quote, grave political provocation and sovereignty violation. The news comes as North Korea announced plans to launch and deploy a new satellite in orbit, which the three countries have stressed will aid the nation's ability to deliver a nuclear strike.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.